Hi there. This is Mike Pomerantz, and I want to welcome you to the Ionomics Community Podcast. This is a show by and for the wonderful community of people around the Ion blockchain, people who hold Ion, people who use Ion, people who spend Ion. We're going to discuss on a weekly basis everything relating to the Ionomy community. We're going to feature voices from that community. We're going to feature voices from the Ionomy team, as well as people from other teams and in different roles throughout the crypto space. We'll keep you up to date on the projects that Ionomy is working on, including the financial projects like the recent launch of XDM, Dark Matter. It's the first token on the Ion blockchain. And we'll also talk about gaming projects, including the creation of this game dev suite that gives you unprecedented access to crypto integration for any game. We'll also make time to discuss the news of the day from the crypto world and beyond. And now, it's my pleasure to share with you this insider's look at what Ionomy has done, where they are at the moment, and all the exciting stuff that's coming next. Let me first introduce you to me. I'm a lawyer. I've sold cameras. I've worked at something called a record store, and I've played guitar and bass in a bunch of bands. In May of 2018, I had heard the term blockchain, and I was pretty convinced that it related to immigration. I also knew that professionally I was at a crossroads, and an old friend, a real mensch, with a somewhat latent libertarian streak, actually, started to talk to me about his gig writing and promoting and dreaming in the crypto space. And he was part of the Ionomy team, one of the quieter members, but he brought me in and I got started on this crash course. Now, I'm not a holder or a hodler, and I missed all the good deals at the dawn of crypto time. But now that I'm using crypto on a regular basis, I'm completely fascinated by it. And I don't want anything to do with dirty fiat anymore. I've had this real transformation. Oh, and by the way, even though I'm an attorney, nothing in this podcast should be construed as any kind of legal or financial advice. That goes for me and anyone else who's on the podcast. Listeners are strongly urged to engage the appropriate professional to advise and advocate for them. Now, in my short crypto life, which basically started at the end of the summer of 2018, I see the cryptocurrency space reaching, like, just in the past couple of weeks, this new level of maturity. The price of Bitcoin has rebounded. There's an article on the Winklevoss twins in this month's Vanity Fair, and there was just this feature about crypto in the most recent episode of 60 Minutes. So it doesn't get much more established or old media than 60 Minutes. And this little bit of wider acceptance after the bubble, it's great and everything, but it only relates to Ionomy in a tangential way. In other words, the Ion white paper was published over a year before the December 2017 bubble. And while other projects folded when things came back down to earth, Ionomy is still going strong. I have become associated with this team as a communications deputy. It's been less than a year, but I got a front row seat, and I still have it, for what it looks like when passionate, dedicated, brilliant people come together to do something new and extraordinary, and something that wasn't built around or dependent on market price. And I've seen development in the financial stuff they do, in the gaming stuff they do, and it's unique and it's ingenious. So it's very special for me to get a chance to talk about that, share some of the things I've seen, and share my enthusiasm and excitement. Now, one of the first projects that I worked on has really come together just in the past couple of days, and that is XDM, Dark Matter. XDM with the dollar sign, that's the ticker symbol. Right now, it's only in pre-sale. Basically, taking bids, doing price discovery, but it's something that's been worked on with a lot of passion and a lot of genius, and now it's coming into reality. So this is a very exciting time, and I just want to spend a short time, even though this is an intro podcast, just give you some quick basic thoughts on XDM. Where do we start? It existed in a very complete form. I think there was even a website when I started in August of 2018. But there was work needed on the white paper, which is what I got to help with. And the token wasn't in existence yet. There was a good video, which you can go to darkmatter.info and check out right now. I'll put a link in the show notes. And for someone who didn't know anything about crypto, it was pretty hard to understand. Dark Matter, to me, was the perfect name for it because I had no idea what it was. I was acquainted with the basic theory of supply and demand, and I have some personal ideas about the limits of that theory in other contexts, but that's got nothing to do with Dark Matter. The thing that I didn't understand, and this really is an outgrowth of my personal crypto story, but it was the radical way that crypto currency allows money, units of value, to have specific functions. And Neha Narula from MIT, who was recently on the 60 Minutes article, if you go back to her TED Talk from May of 2016, she sets this out really well. Let me play that clip for you.
In a digital world, money can reach much farther and is much faster, but we're at the mercy of these gatekeeper institutions. Money only moves at the speed of banks.
The gatekeeper institutions, that implicates the lack of intermediaries. That's a core value of crypto in general, and it's also really important in XDM. XDM takes it to the next level by not only providing the control that is missing in fiat currency, but by adding this deflationary value, which gives a second way for XDM to have value. We'll talk more about deflation in a second, but here's another clip from the same TED Talk. It's called The Future of Money. Hold on.
The future of money is programmable. When we combine software and currency, money becomes more than just a static unit of value, and we don't have to rely on institutions for security. In a programmable world, we remove humans and institutions from the loop. Cryptocurrencies are digital money that isn't run by any government or any bank. It's money designed to work in a world without intermediaries. Bitcoin is the most ubiquitous cryptocurrency, but there are hundreds of them. There's Ethereum, Litecoin, Stellar, Dogecoin, and those are just a few of the more popular ones. And these things are real money. The sushi restaurant down my street takes Bitcoin. I have an app on my phone that I can use to buy sashimi. But it's not just for small transactions. In March, there was a transaction that moved around 100,000 Bitcoins. That's the equivalent of $40 million.
Now, I know we said we weren't going to talk about, or it's not dependent on market price, but just for fun, again, she's giving this talk in May of 2016. At that time, Bitcoin was trading at around $450. In August, when the Ion white paper was published, Bitcoin had gone all the way up to about $550, and now it's hovering just under $8,000. So the $45 million that she's talking about there would actually be more like, you know, $780 or $790 million. You're basically gone from having a really nice mansion in Malibu to owning your own country. But for me, the more important part of what she said is how money is programmable and how it's real money. And I think both of those are vital concepts to keep in mind when thinking about cryptocurrency in general. And it's usually what I try to talk to people about who are just getting into it, kind of even at a more recent level than I'm just getting into it. So, if all forms of exchange rely on some shared understanding that the item has some value, then, you know, why not use the programmability to make the asset more suited to a particular purpose. In other words, it's still an asset, but now it functions. It doesn't just sit there while we think about it. It actually does stuff on its own. And when we talk about XDM, it's the deflationary policy that is so key. It's written into the code. The protocol is also for a very limited supply. There's only 71,000 units of XDM, which can be chopped up into very small portions. But still, compared to things like Ethereum and Bitcoin and even Ion, that's a microscopic hard cap. And from a simple supply and demand standpoint, I started to be able to understand that whatever value the asset has, these customizations in the protocol would cause concentration of that value, and that concentration would increase over time. So the all-important question is, how do you get the value there in the beginning? In other words, you could theoretically make it go up and up and up, but 1,000 or 10 million or 100 million times zero is still zero. So how do you make it so that XDM has a starting point that's not zero? And this is the other side of the asset that really matters, and that's utility. In a future episode, we'll have a whole discussion, and this is where I will kind of put on my lawyer hat and hopefully have maybe another lawyer or two come and talk with us of how the concept of utility is so important in regulation, especially for the United States and for a lot of jurisdictions that follow the United States. But right now we're just talking about introducing XDM. And the utility is part and parcel of what XDM is. You see, it's a significant asset. It's a good store of value. But the reason that it was made was to act as the genesis token on the Ion blockchain. It wasn't originally conceived as a store of value. That may or may not be true. But regardless, this concept of function was always primary. And what does it mean to be the genesis token? It means that it's the first token for all the future tokens that come off the Ion blockchain. And just to back up, because I'm still very new at this, the Ion blockchain is a proof-of-stake blockchain managed by masternodes, and we'll definitely be having the whole proof-of-work, proof-of-stake debate here in the near future, but not right now. Right now, it suffices to say that Ion is the coin that accompanies the blockchain. That's what the masternodes spit out when they give their rewards, and those are the units of value that the Ion network manages. So if I pay for something in Ion, or I trade Ion, or if I buy and sell Ion, that's what the blockchain is taking care of. But this blockchain can handle more, and that's how it was built. And one of the things that it can do, and this is a particular applicability to gaming, but one of the things that we can have on the Ion blockchain is additional tokens, not the coin and not the Genesis token, but brand new tokens, whatever you can imagine. And the way those new tokens are made, and it's really just the push of a button, and the new wallet system, which is coming shortly, will allow that to be easier than doing anything. But the payment form is XDM. In other words, XDM is needed to be paid into the network to get out your brand new tokens. And they can be used for gaming, and they can be used for something else. So I think it's really fitting that we're at this new level of maturity for the crypto space. And XDM is kind of paying homage to the financial underpinnings that made the bubble happen, where everybody's investing and everybody's watching the price and day trading. And XDM pays homage to that, but it takes it to another level with the deflationary part. At the same time, to give the financial part meaning, that token is needed to make new tokens on the Ion blockchain. And that gives it intrinsic value, even without the deflation. But as more transactions occur, more people want to build more games on the Ion blockchain, or that at least use our game developer tools, the more scarce the XDM becomes, the more concentrated the value becomes. So that is how XDM works. I think that's probably a good place to stop for now, because we don't have a guest, because we're just introducing it, there's always a lot to talk about. This is one of the main reasons why we wanted to do a podcast, why I wanted to do this, because for me, it's a learning experience and it's just something I want to share as I go. For people who are, for example, in the ION Discord, they know that the community is involved, they're active. We've got members who are testing new games, they're testing new versions of old games, they're testing wallets, they're doing promotion, they're making suggestions, they're checking our work. They're asking us lots of questions, and it's really gratifying and inspirational to see how strong the community is. And there's also a lot of cross-pollination. An existing project that I'm just starting to learn about is Wager with two R's, W-A-G-E-E-R-R, and their coin is WGR. It's a betting protocol. We're going to learn more about that. I'm going to learn more about that as we go. There are new partnerships that are taking shape. And they're going to be leading to some really cool projects, things that are totally different, totally unforeseen. You would never, even if you're a member of the Ionomy community, you would say, what? They're getting into what? But we are, and we'll talk about it here. And then there's so many opportunities overseas, and a lot of that is in an advanced state. So that's really exciting. So things for 2019, even though it's flying by, are already happening, and it's constant. And we just want to have more ways to talk about that. And I want to have a way to share my excitement. So this will be the place to get into all of those things. And we're going to keep the community informed, and we're going to put you people to work by making you come in front of the microphone and share some grade A content. But for right now, thanks very much for listening. And we'll see you next week on the Ionomics Community Podcast. And now here's the disclaimer. Nothing in this podcast constitutes professional, legal, or financial advice. Crypto markets can be extremely volatile, and everyone is strongly urged to do their own research or consult with the appropriate financial professional. Also, the podcast is independent, but not unbiased. As a member of the Ionomy team, I am given some time and resources to do this project on my own. And that's why it's an MPOMI production and not something that emanates from the Ionomy.com page. I think people listening to this podcast will see why I'm not just a team member, but also a big fan. So am I shilling for Ionomy? Yes, of course. But that's not all we talk about here. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next time.